Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So today we've got a topic that if it isn't critical to you right now, and I know for a lot of you coaches it is, a lot of you business owners, like you're getting into this mode right now. It seems to be in the air. If it's not immediately like critical to you, you need to listen to this because it will be, and it will be soon, because it's a natural part of life. It's a natural part of business. We all go through it, but it helps a lot to be prepared for it, to know what's going on, to know how to deal with it, and to know how to move through transitions in your business and your lifestyle. Because we as dynamic creatures are not really meant to do the same thing throughout our entire lives. We're not meant to be the same people for our entire lives. And so just like in a healthy relationship with a partner where the sort of longevity of the relationship depends on your ability to change and grow with each other and support that growth and love that growth and work through that growth, you've got to learn how to do that with your business and with yourself. And that is what we're talking about on this episode.
Woo. Yeah. And we've talked about perfect timing. So now Danny and I are both in the season of transitions and pivots and evolving our brands and all the things that come. It's a really, really important thing because I think what happens for a lot of people is the resistance that shows up whenever they're in a season of change or a season of evolution or shifting or pivoting. And there's usually a lot of fear associated to it because you're kind of leaping into the unknown, right? You're in this awkward space where what used to be isn't quite working the way that it used to anymore, and you're not really comfortable with it anymore. And we also don't really have absolute clarity or certainty with exactly where we're going. So it's kind of like, I can't stay where I'm at. I know I want to go somewhere different, but I'm not quite sure where that is.
And it's especially challenging after you've reached a certain level of success in your business. I'm going to say, like, you've clocked six figures, then making that change can actually be really scary because you've done so much work to try to get to this level. You're successful with it. It's not like you're switching strategies because one didn't work. You're switching strategies even though it is working. That's where the fear comes from. It's like, well, what happens if you go to something that doesn't work at all? Are you going to lose everything? And it's really important to understand what's going on inside of you and then how to move through this and how to comfort yourself and give yourself the space and the safety and the confidence for you to be able to do this successfully. And the first thing is to know that these transitions are coming up not just because the wind changed. It's not like you woke up one day, you're like, fuck everything, burn it all, I've got to change it. I mean, maybe you have had that somewhere in your life, but chances are that's not what you're feeling. It's probably more like a slow burn that you're starting to get just a little less excited about doing the work. And things just aren't as much fun, or it's just a little bit harder to get you into actual work mode or to do those tasks or to reach out in the same way you've been reaching out. Or maybe you're finding it's just not working as well as it used to. Like it used to work at 100 maybe, and now you're finding it working at 95, 93, 90, right? And you feel like you're doing the same things, but something is just off. And that thing that's off is your internals. It's like how you're feeling about yourself in your business and how you're feeling about what you're doing, what you're talking about, what you're teaching, how you're marketing. And because that feeling isn't what it used to be, your energy isn't what it used to be. And when you're starting to feel that, just so you know, if you keep on doing the same thing you used to do, something is going to break. Either you or, you know, business strategies or something is going to then push you into that transition. And at that point, it could be pretty painful. So when you're starting to feel it, know that it's natural. Know that, hey, change is coming. You might as well jump on it. You might as well be a co-creator with this process and just get into it.
I love using the term of sitting in your shit. And when I'm referring to this emotional, your emotional shit that comes up, because there's a lot of things that we oftentimes start to unravel in these spaces of uncertainty where we don't really know what's coming. And what happens for a lot of the clients that I work with, and self included, is we want to run this program of getting to wherever we're going as quickly as possible so we can get back to that place of like feeling really great and having absolute certainty and knowing what's going on. And the power of these transitions and these pivots and these shifts is really allowing yourself to sit in that state of like, oh, okay, I don't actually know what's coming. And instead of like trying to force it to happen for yourself, it's allowing it to just unfold. And there's a type of what I like to call surrender that happens inside of this process where you really just surrender to the fact that like, okay, this hasn't been working the same way that it used to. I know that I want to be doing something different, and let me give myself the space to really feel into what that could be and what would actually feel most exciting and most aligned for me.
And that's the real important thing in business in general. When you're talking about signing clients or picking a business coach or business model or your next thing, your next move in your business, you've got to look for alignment. That's so important. Is it a real yes for you? And I'm very much like a fuck yes or no kind of person in my life in general. I would rather not do it at all, unless I'm going to do it all the way. And with that, you've got to really do some soul searching and feel it out instead of thinking it out, because your logical mind is going to come up with so many excuses for you to stay doing the thing that you used to do or that you're doing right now. It'll give you, and it'll sound very convincing, and they're all great reasons. You're making this money. What about the time you're putting in, or the time you're going to have to put in into developing something new or shifting gears, or what if you're, all these things. They're all valid questions, but they also don't really matter. If you're feeling that something needs to change, if you're feeling that the business model you're in isn't a fuck yes still, like maybe it's changed, then that's okay. And it's important for you to honor those feelings. And it doesn't mean that something is wrong. And it doesn't mean that something is broken. It means that you're growing, you're evolving. And that's a beautiful thing. And like Sophie was saying, yeah, I've got that too, where I want to be there as fast as possible. Shit, I want to accomplish all my goals yesterday. But if you have that inside of you, it's even more important for you to honor these feelings of change and evolution. Because if you're resisting that, you're resisting yourself. And if you resist that, you put a bottleneck on your energy and your creativity and your strategy and all of that stuff. So if you really want to move as fast as possible, go the other way. Honor them even more. Feel into them even more and explore them. Have fun with them. Play with them. You know, it's just like when you first got into business in the first place, you might have thought like, hey, I want to own a business. Hey, I want to be a coach. I want to do these things, right? But I don't really know what I want to do. I don't really know what my business is supposed to look like or what I want it to look like. And you probably didn't have all of the information at that time, right? So there was probably a little bit of just exploring, just saying, fuck it, I'm just going to try it. I'm going to jump into this thing and see what happens. And I'm going to learn as much as I can ahead of time, but then learn a lot along the way. And look at you. You created a successful business. So who's to say that you can't do it again, right? It's the same exact thing. There's going to have to be that element of just stepping into the void.
And I love that you brought this up, because I feel like what comes up for so many people who've been in business for a while is the business you start, you often outgrow by the time that it's pretty successful, right? Because you spend a solid amount of time working really hard and building everything up and getting the systems and the marketing and especially the branding. Don't even get me started on the branding. It's like every time you have like a brand idea come up and then you develop the concept and then it's brought to fruition, it's just like, oh, it doesn't really fully fit anymore. And it's this funny thing that happens with the business too. It's just like, as soon as you develop this model and it works and it's working great and the program is all put together and the content's all there, you've grown so much since then that now it's kind of like, it almost feels limiting or constricting in a way to where you don't feel fully expressed in your business. And so you can easily master and speak to that one part of what you used to be or what you used to do. And also it's recognizing, oh, okay, here are these evolved other parts of me, these newer ways that I like to express myself. And it's looking for this piece of integration, right? Because I think what oftentimes happens, and I'll see this a lot with my clients, is they'll notice that they have this huge shift, and then they'll want to kind of jump ship and go into this completely new direction. Though that is one option. Another option inside of that is to look at how can you take the parts of what you've been doing that you really love, right? And how can you look at the parts of you that have evolved and that you want to bring more of in and integrate the two so that you can be fully expressed in all of the business and not have to sacrifice everything that you've already built to just transition into something new that you want to be doing moving forward.
I absolutely love that. Holding on to the things that are really important to you, the things that really do excite you, that you look forward to, and allowing the other things to kind of melt away. Now, sure, some of these transitions will mean losing people, you know, losing followers, some clients, or some opportunities, and that's okay, right? Just like change in or evolution in any other part of your life, you know, when you grow as a person in your personal life, and you change and you evolve, some of your old friends might drop off. You might move away from each other. You might not be so aligned or so close. And that's okay. Right? That's an important part of life when you allow old parts to just be. You don't have to be friends with people forever. It's not a bad thing, right? It's just like a breakup in a relationship or an evolution in a relationship. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't have to be, at least. It just means that you've outgrown each other, and that's okay. So if you're putting a program, you're putting a brand, you're putting whatever to rest, right? It doesn't mean that anything is bad. And it means that some people will also be there, right? They'll be in your past. And that makes more room for the people who will support you in your transition moving forward, right? So you will find other opportunities and other clients and other people, other followers who have been waiting for someone to approach them with this new message or this new program or this new solution. And they'll be there waiting with open arms for you. So just remember that. Like, sure, some stuff is going to slough off, but you're going to make space for so much more that is even more exciting and even more energizing and even more fun for you.
Love this. Yeah, it's like it's this whole process of shedding layers. And it's kind of the way we like to describe it. Right. And so when I work with my clients and we're talking about them pivoting direction or in their business, or maybe like they've had a certain program that they've been running for the last few years, but now they're realizing that they want to do something new. What we'll do is we'll go through this process of looking at all of the curriculum that they've taught, right? Everything about their brand, about who they've been, and we'll decipher it on a few things. Number one, the pieces that they love that they feel are still relevant. And then number two, the pieces that they no longer feel congruent with. Right? The pieces that no longer feel in alignment with who they are today. And then what we do is we actually start to strip all of that content or all of that curriculum or all of that branding off and leave them with whatever is only in their highest excitement. And then once we've started to shed all of those layers, like Dan mentioned, it makes it so much easier to then go ahead and add in and update and upgrade and evolve the curriculum, the brand, and the business overall. Right? And it's always this like fun thing too, where there's like a little bit of integrity or a little bit of guilt that a lot of people will tend to feel when they're transitioning or pivoting brands of like, well, I've been teaching this for so long. How am I going to switch into this? Is that going to ruin my credibility? What are people going to think? The audience, yada, yada, yada. And I think the biggest thing to acknowledge here is the most important thing when it comes to integrity is you being in integrity with yourself. It's you being honest with who you really are today and not just trying to fit the image of who you used to be. And the more that you allow yourself to fully own and honor that, the more that your audience will love and respect you for that. And it also gives your audience permission to evolve with you, right? So it's important to remember that it's important to know that you don't need to feel guilty about this, because this is the best thing that you can do to honor yourself, honor the mission, and honor your audience that's here supporting and following you.
Mic drop on that one, because you're touching on something that is absolutely critical in marketing in general, which is letting people see who you really are. Mm-hmm. Right? Not who you really were, or maybe not even who you really hope to be in the future, just who you are now, right? So if you've been tracing our evolution, you can see it. It's not hard. You know, Sophie and I don't hide it. We're loud as fuck. When we're like, here's our new thing. This is what we're going to talk about forever. We're going to scream about it. This is all you're going to hear. This is what we're going to see. This is what we want to talk about. Fuck off. Everybody else wants to talk about anything else, right? It's like this, right? And it's so much fun with that, that, you know, we start building that audience around it. And that's what they want. People don't want to work with a robot. They don't want to work with someone who's fake. And it was really interesting that there was a study, I can't remember what it was called. There was a study last year with, I think, hundreds of thousands of people. And they're asking for what quality bugs the shit out of you the most in people. And they went through a whole bunch of options, but the one that stood out far and away above all the others is when people are fake. That turns people off so fast and so hard. And people can feel it. You think that people can't see it just because you're behind a screen? They can. They can see it. They'll read it in your words. They'll feel it in your energy. If you do video, they'll definitely notice it. They want you to be real. They want you to be a real human. They want you to be upfront with them and honest and genuine. And it's really hard to do that if you're trying to fit into a box that you no longer fit in. So you got to take them with you. Explain why this transition. Why is this your new passion? What do you love about it? Maybe they will too. If you explain it to them, you show them, you're upfront, transparent, then maybe they'll dig it. I mean, I've had so many times where I thought that I didn't like an idea or a message or a method. And then someone actually sat down and explained why they enjoy it, why they love it, what they see, the magic that they see in it. And I walk away from those conversations thinking, like, I was totally wrong. This thing is amazing. You know, you're absolutely right. Like, I just didn't make those connections in the past. I'm so glad you showed it to me. Now I'm fascinated in it too. And countless times with, I mean, pretty much everything, down to my opinions about people, politics, history, wars, movies, food, you know, business, spirituality, all these things. So you can try that as well. Have a real conversation with them, just like you're having a conversation with any other friend or family member who asked you, like, hey, I saw this as a shift. What's that about? Tell me about it. What do you see in this? And then just let them have it.
Love this. And I feel like a big part of all of this, what this is really coming down to, is two things. There's the level of embodiment, and then there's also this level of being multidimensional or multifaceted in your business. And I feel like what happens in just the old paradigm of the way that business used to be, if you've been in the industry for a while, is it was very much of like, you show up as this professional person, and especially for those of you that have come from more corporate-y backgrounds, you show up and you put on this face, right, of how you're portrayed or how you want to be portrayed. And you can see this especially with the way that Instagram is taking over social media marketing and what's happening with the engagement and algorithms on there, is this perfect polished portrayal is no longer attractive to the general market. People are becoming less and less impressed when people are showing up as just being somebody who's got all of it figured out and has it all together and doesn't have any kind of flaws or humanisms. And so what's becoming more and more attractive is people actually embodying all of who they are and allowing that to be expressed in their business and allowing their business to be multidimensional, where they're not just somebody who, you know, runs a successful business, but they're also somebody who runs a successful business. Maybe they're into some crazy weird stuff. Maybe they like to party. Maybe they are super spiritual. And they allow themselves to have these dynamics inside of it and these different dualities inside of their personality and their business, which then makes them that much more attractive to their audience, because now their audience can relate to them on so many different levels. And it also makes it so much easier for you to transition and pivot as you evolve, because it's not like this huge surprise when you come out of the spiritual closet. It's more of like, this is something that I'm just lacing and leaning more into.
So with all these things, you see that you have a lot more freedom than maybe you thought you did. And you get to be a human. I think that's really what the message is through all of this. And being a human is not always super smooth. It's not always completely linear. It doesn't always make sense at all. Like, sometimes we're just random silly creatures, and we get to be. You get to be all that you are online and express all of your interests. And it's one of these weird places that, like, you get to hold nothing back, and you're going to find support. As long as you're not a complete dick, but you're going to find people who support you in this new path wherever you have, because if you're interested in it, chances are other people will be too. which is an amazing thing. These days, especially, like Sophie was saying, more and more professionals are becoming less and less professional. And more people are talking about previously taboo subjects as well. Someone I know mixing sex and business and masturbation and business. And I'm pretty sure I saw in like a very, like, it was a pretty serious piece of marketing, the word pussy power. Yeah, that shit's in there too. And it's amazing. You know, now is a time where whatever is in your heart, wherever direction you're going, you can go there and people will eat that shit up as long as you do and as long as they can see that you do. And that's an incredible freeing space. I mean, shit, you can talk about whatever as long as you do it in the right way. You have some of your mechanics behind you, some of the foundational concepts that, by the way, we've taught you in this podcast. So look back into previous lessons, episodes. Wow. they are. Whatever. So look back in the past and we'll teach you some of these mechanics. But I guess the real point is, if your heart's telling you that you're in for a change and there's something even bigger and more exciting and more juicy and more passionate there waiting for you, fucking go for it. Just leap in and you will figure it out. And chances are, because you have built a successful business already, that you know how to make this transition. Maybe you just don't think that you do right now, but I promise you, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 110%. We're going to be diving a lot deeper into this in the next episode coming up here. But really, it's allowing yourself to be able to just integrate all of these different aspects of your life. And we'll talk about how to leverage those different parts of your life to really build the business and to create something that really does feel like it is in full expression of you, and how to live in that way so much more shamelessly, especially in the world that we're moving into today. So thank you for all the love on this episode, guys. And Dan, anything else you wanted to add in?
Yeah, guys, if you enjoyed this, just a little favor that you could do for us, if you could help us spread the word, help us get this stuff out to people, would mean a ton to us. If you enjoyed this, hop onto iTunes, leave us some stars, leave us a review, share this out on an Instagram story, something like that would mean the world to us. To just help and distribute this, get this to the people who need it. And that's it. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Lots of love.